السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه. الحمد لله الذي جعل قلوب عباده الصالحين محل أنوار مشاهدته، وأدناهم إليه سبحانه وتعالى بذكره، وقربهم إليه سبحانه وتعالى وصفى سرائرهم. له الحمد حمدا أبدا سرمدا، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين من أزواجه وذرياته وأهله، وعلى صحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. اللهم ارزقنا توبة وإنابة لا رجعة بعدها، اللهم ارزقنا يقينا تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، اللهم ارزقنا يقينا تذيقنا به لذة الإيمان بك، اللهم ارزقنا إيمانا ويقينا يا رب العالمين تقطع به عنا حاجات الدنيا وتربطنا بك بالشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إن أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل عبادتك، اللهم اجعلنا من أهل جوارك، اللهم اجعلنا من أهل جوارك، ونجنا من الدنيا ومغرياتها، ونجنا من شرور أنفسنا، ونجنا من همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرونا. يا بر يا رحيم، يا بر يا رحيم، فلا حول ولا قوة لنا إلا بك، فلا حول ولا قوة لنا إلا بك. And of the signs of Tawbah, my dear brothers and sisters, which are also, if you will, conditions for Tawbah, Mubayanatu Ahli al-Fisq. Mubayanatu Ahli al-Fisq wa Musahabatu Ahli al-Salah is something very practical also, is to distinguish yourselves, to distinguish ourselves away from the people of ma'asiyah, from the people of ma'asiyah. Bayanatu ahli al-fisq wa ashab al-saw, and the acquaintances and the friendships that we had that had indirectly or sometimes directly contributed to our state of ghafla in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An essential ingredient for tawbah is to pull away from that environment, from those acquaintances, from those relations that are not those relations that strengthen our commitment to our journey of happiness. Mubayanatu ahli al-fisq. الابتعاد عن صحبة السوء. For all of these are some of the most powerful instruments of keeping on postponing tawbah, as is agreed upon among the ulama of tarbiyatu al-nafsi wa islah al-qulub, as is agreed upon between the ulama who are well versed in cultivating the higher state of the nufus and in purifying the qulub. And at the same time, mulazamatu wa musahabatu ahli salah, at the same time to befriend ourselves and to try to constantly be in the companionship of those who are walking the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the people who of righteousness, of the people of ilm, of the people of khawf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the people of ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min alamati tawbah bal wa min shuruti tawbah hatta. Not only indicators of tawbah, this could be even a condition for the tawbah to be a true tawbah. And if tawbah is true indeed, this would be also almost an automatic consequence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will infuse the qalb of the abd with the attraction and the attachment to those whose qulub are connected to him, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala will infuse in our qulub desire for detachment from those whose qulub are detached from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِذَلِكَ يُوصَى, and maybe there are some texts attributable to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that, I do not remember, but what I recall is one beautiful teaching by earlier scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala, الْعَارِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. They said, جَالِسُ التَّوَّابِينَ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَرَقُّ شَيْءٍ قُلُوبًا. SubhanAllah. جَالِسُ التَّوَّابِينَ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَرَقُّ شَيْءٍ قُلُوبًا. Which basically means, be in the company of, sit with those who are in earnest, a continuous tawbah from their dhunub. Sit with them, be with them, be in their company. Why? For the softest part in them are their qulub, their hearts. The softest part in them are their qulub, their hearts. The gentlest and the softest part in them, or they are described by the qulub that would be softest. أَرَقُّ شَيْءٍ قُلُوبًا. Which means that the softest thing in them are their hearts. And what is better than that? Now what does this tell us? Why the advice of being in, why the advice of being in the company of those who are in tawbah from their dhunub and their qulub are softest? Because we're going to get from the softness of their qulub, number one, they are nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state of tawbah, number one. And therefore the barakat of the presence of their qulub with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would inshaAllah ta'ala touch us. That is why if we see someone in earnest tawbah, it is good that we ask them to pray for us. Because at that moment, they are connected. And we may not be. In that moment of overwhelming, alhamdulillah, fear from Allah and attachment to Allah, that's when they are nearest. So we ask them to pray for us. Being in their presence, those who are tawwabun and in that state, because their qulub are raqiqa, they will inshaAllah ta'ala affect our qulub by that. And being in their presence, we would ourselves be softened. Our qulub will be softened. How often times have we witnessed that, haven't we? When we are in the presence of someone in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in fear, and we feel softened. We cry because they are crying. They make us cry, don't they? That's because that effect from their qulub onto us. And if we are sitting with people whose hearts are rude, and also who talk about dunya, and about kaza, and about the matters of dunya, what happens to us? Our hearts will be affected by that. We'll be as rude as they are, as well. That's why we are taught that we should be as far distant as possible from the discourse of the people of dunya, and from the mujalasa, from sitting in the circles of the people of dunya. Because sitting often in the circles of people of dunya, يُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ. SubhanAllah, it is true. Wallahi, it is true. The more often we sit in the circles of people of dunya, and who talk about dunya and the elements of dunya, the more our qulub will be harder. The more our qulub will be harder. تُقَسِّ الْقُلُوبُ. هَذَا تَقْرِيبًا, as far as I know, مُجْمَعٌ عَلَيْهِ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ. There is even a text from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that says that, the authenticity of which, however, is debatable, that مُجَالَسَةُ الْأَغْنِيَا تُقَسِّ الْقَلْبِ, and that we should avoid that as much as we can. So, جَالِسُ التَّوَّابِينَ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَرَقُّ شَيْءٍ قُلُوبًا. فَإِنَّهُمْ أَرَقُّ شَيْءٍ قُلُوبًا. I mention this because in tawbah, and of the alamat of tawbah, and perhaps of the conditions of tawbah, is that we should pull away from mujalasat ahl al-fisq, wa ahl al-dalal, wa ahl al-dunya, wa ahl al-ahwa, wa ahl al-shahawat. Najtanibu mujalasatahum as much as we can, with wisdom, of course, and with hikmah. To avoid to be in the circles and the company of those whose qulub are rude, those whose focus is dunya, those whose discourse is dunya. And sometimes if I have to be there for some other legitimate dunya or deen benefits, then let me try my best to transform that circle into a circle of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow. And if I cannot, let me as much as I can, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala advises, as much as I can, let me disengage my qalb from them, as I am there, because I have to be there. And at least if there is, alhamdulillah, that concern, that's an indication of tawbah that is nasuh, and tawbah that is good. And thus, and I need, in contradistinction to that, to be in the company of those who are good, of those who are righteous, of those who are in tawbah, of those who are humble, of those who don't speak too much. All of that so that I can get from their barakat. You remember the famous text of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the individual who befriends and enters the store of a person who sells atar, perfume, and who sits in his company, and the person who chooses to sit in the company of a blacksmith in the place where store the whatever you call that, the workshop of the blacksmith. What happens to me, even if I'm not a blacksmith, and I'm sitting in the shop of a blacksmith with a blacksmith? What happens? A lot of smoke, a lot of bad odors. I will get of that, certainly. Now, I come out smelling smoke. And my clothing, especially if they were white, my external clothing, if they were white, and then I come out, everybody can see now the dust on my clothes, on my white clothes. And so it is, if I am in the company of those whose qulub and whose actions are clouded with the smoke of ma'asi. And then I will get, if I'm not indulged directly in ma'asiyah, I will get of the smoke of ma'asiyah in me. The impact of it on me, the effect of it on me. So subhanAllah, the the shu'm of it on me. The opposite of barakah, the blessing on me, which is true. And of course I need not remind you of secular psychology, in which we learn that our conduct is changed in so many ways. By peer pressure, by being in the companionship of those who do wrong things, and sometimes simply by suggestion. Nobody tells me anything, I just see them or hear them say something, or see them even if I'm not with them. That has an impact on changing conduct in the individual. And being in the company of the person who sells perfume. Even if I'm not selling perfume, I don't have perfume on me, what can happen? One of two things, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either the owner will give you some perfume, will give you a gift of atar. You know what the gift now means? He gives you a gift of atar. Or because being there, and there is atar everywhere in the air, the molecules of atar, there are molecules in the air, they will go on your clothes and in your hair without you even, you know, wanting that. And you will come out smelling lightly good and nice. And thus, my dear brothers and sisters, the parable of Mujalasatu Ahli al-Fisq wa Mujalasatu Ahli al-Salah ثُمَّ مُبَيَنَةُ أَهْلِ الْفِسْقُ وَمُجَالَسَةُ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاحِ as an indication of tawbah. So we have to hurry in that, my dear brothers and sisters. And of the conditions of tawbah that I must remind myself and you of, very essential and fundamental, is of course, after having realized through ilm, alhamdulillah, the constant diet of ilm, and most importantly the tawfiq, and the rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the breeze that He sent to my heart to caress it and to take it into a different state. Because of that, as I enter that tawbah, I am in istighfar. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. Number two, I should desist from that which I know is ma'asiyah. I should desist from that which I know is ma'asiyah. I tried everything so that it goes to its own environment, but it keeps on coming back. Are you in dhikr of Allah? If you are, stay. If you're not, leave. Please. So, إِقْلَاعُ الْإِقْلَاعُ عَنِ الْمَعَاصِ. I have to stop from ma'asiyah. الْإِقْلَاعُ. Number two, after seeking forgiveness, إِقْلَاعُ عَنِ الْمَعَاصِيَةِ. Number three, the resolve that I do not commit it again. The resolve that I do not commit it again. Especially when it is the ma'asiyah of kufr or of nifaq or of major sins, that I would rather be thrown into physical fire than return to kufr ever. The one who has repented from kufr in particular, and from nifaq and from shirk, that he or she, alhamdulillah, because of that tawbah, would have this powerful verse that I'd rather be thrown into physical fire than return to kufr or to shirk or to nifaq, al-iyadh billah. And number three and four, or whatever number it is, araddul mazalim. When it comes to violations of the rights of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to these conditions that I just mentioned this moment ago, that in addition to that, I have to amend, or I have to rectify the wrongs I have committed against other human beings and other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even by a word, of ridicule, let alone other more serious violations such as riba and namima and taking the property of others and taking the lives of others and many other violations that we commit against the rights of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to seek explicit forgiveness from them. I have to release myself from the chains and the yokes of slavery and bondage I have put on myself when I violated their rights. Every time we violate the right of the abd, for example, we have actually enslaved ourselves to that abd. We have bonded ourselves to that abd, meaning we have enslaved ourselves to that abd. That's why in our language, in our Islamic language, the tawbah, when it comes to giving back the rights of others, we say, we go to that person and we say, اجعلني في حل من أمري, one of the expressions. اجعلني في حل من أمري. حل means what? To undo, to untie, to release. That's why something is halal. Hil. That means release me. That is hal. Hullat al-uqda. The tie or the knot has been untied, has been undone, has been freed, etc. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ فِي هَذَا الْبَلَدِ. Hill not only means present, means free. And you are a free citizen of this land. So, when I do wrong to someone, when I violate the wrong, well, the right of someone granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have bonded myself to that person. I've become enslaved. That's why I have to go and say, please forgive me. اجعلني في حل من أمري. In other words, literally I'm saying, please liberate me from the yokes of ma'asiyah. And it is now, he owns me in that sense. So he can say, yes, I forgive you. He can say, no, I don't forgive you. And I have to continue to seek forgiveness and rectify my relationship with him or her and having to compensate for what I have done wrong to them if it is of that which could be compensated. And if he doesn't or she doesn't forgive me, then I shall continue to ask Allah for forgiveness and to ask him, and if not, they don't want to, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his rahmah, and I increase my pool of ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of judgment there will be more ta'at and more sidq and more truthfulness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him upon himself, the bountiful, to compensate for that person on the day of judgment and forgive me. Otherwise, is that right? Otherwise, if I don't have enough of those pools of hasanat and of ta'at to Allah Azza wa Jal, it is Jahannam that must purify the abd. If the abd was not purified now in this dunya through tawbah, through maghfirah, through ta'ah, through tizkiyah, and he or she didn't want to do that, then there has to be tizkiyah. Tizkiyah is fardu ayn in dunya and in akhirah. Tizkiyah is fardu ayn in dunya and in akhirah. In akhirah, tizkiyah will be with Jahannam, with fire. And that's why some ibad who are Muslims and believers will enter Jahannam. Ya Rabbi Sutrak. For those believers, for those muwahidun, quote unquote, Jahannam is for what? It is punishment, but the ultimate objective of it is tathir, cleansing of the abd, so that he or she finally will be entered Jannah. And we cannot enter the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jannah with najas, with spiritual najasa. We can't be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that way. And thus I seek remedy and rectification and cleansing in this dunya before akhirah, my dear brothers and sisters. And the details about that are of course elaborated in the realm of external fiqh. And I should therefore increase my pool of hasanat. I should increase my pool of ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I used to watch that which is haram, then I should increase my pool of watching that which is halal. Look into the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look into the nature in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and harmonize with it to by being myself in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my ma'asi were ma'asi of holding zakah and sadaqah, I must pay back all my zakat of the previous years. And I must increase my pool of sadaqat. If I have backbitten someone, then if they're not alive, if I can't find them or so to ask forgiveness from them, then I should speak good of them after that. I should only mention their good qualities. And some ulama say also that tongue that has committed that should be more in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and more of celebrating the praises of the people of righteousness and speak good of them. وَهَكَذَا I have to do that. Mazalim and mazalim, there is nothing worse for abid, for worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than violating the rights of others. And sometimes one of the most spoilers of the ibadat of the individual is this, violating the rights of others, actually which is a result of su' al-khuluq, which is a result of an ugly inner image. That's what su' al-khuluq essentially is, an ugly inner image, inner self. Inner characteristics that are ugly, they are the ones that lead me to be in ma'asiyah and in violating the rights of others, my dear brothers and sisters, to the extent, I think we already mentioned that, to the extent that I may end up be bankrupt, muflis, on the day of judgment, yet I am a Muslim. I am of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I arrive on the day of judgment bankrupt, meaning I have taken care of as much as I had in dunya of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have violated much of the rights of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the muflis. Al-muflis min ummati man ata yawm al-qiyamati bi salatin wa sawmin wa sadaqatin wa ata wa qad شتم هذا وضرب هذا وسفك دم هذا فيأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته حتى إذا فنيت حسناته أخذ من سيئاتهم فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار والعياذ بالله. You know the hadith, all of you? Ayo. The famous hadith of the bankrupt, of the muflis, which is basically the summary of it is many of us would have taken care of some rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have violated many of the rights of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, human beings and animals and others, without having truly returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawbah and without having taken care of that in this dunya before we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally. Let us not be like those to whom the words of Rabi'a rahimahullah ta'ala apply, that in istighfarana yahtaju ila istighfar, that our istighfar needs istighfar, that our tawbah needs a tawbah. We need to ask Allah for forgiveness from having asked Allah for forgiveness. We need to come to Allah in tawbah for having been in tawbah. And of course, which means that we ask Allah for forgiveness without our qulub. We ask Allah for forgiveness by the tip of our tongues. Or we do that in ways that are very disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِقِلَّةِ adab مَعَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. We ask Allah to grant us repentance, but we don't really mean it. We don't really engage our minds and hearts in it. We ask Allah to forgive us for asking Him for forgiveness with absent hearts, with absent minds. Now, tawbah needs a tawbah, because it has not fulfilled the conditions that must be met as we come in the presence of the Divine Being, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that tawbah. And yet, my dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, for the person who is muznib of us and the person who is ta'ib, the message is hope. The message is hope, is raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the person who is in tawbah and in the course of tawbah, the message that we must send him or her and ourselves, may Allah let us be of those who are in constant tawbah, that the message is hope, that Allah Azza wa Jal does accept the tawbah of those who are truly in tawbah. And remember, when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one shibr, wa ta'ala Allah anil ashbah wal amthal, He comes to us with one arm's length. If we come to us, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walking, He, may He be exalted, comes towards us running. Let us free and begin to free our qulub with tawbah. Tawbah is the first gate, the gate into the road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawbah is the gate into the realm of tazkiyah. And the wider the gates of tawbah are open, that is, the stronger the burst of tawbah, the wider the gates are open into that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The easier the rest becomes. And with that strong burst of tawbah, and as the cycle continues, from tawbah we move into inaba. From tawbah we move into inaba. When tawbah reaches its steady state, then we enter into the realm of inaba. Inaba is الرجوع بالكل إلى من له الكل. الرجوع بالكل نفسا وقلبا وروحا وعقلا وجوارحا إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. الرجوع بالكل إلى من له الكل. That is the return. رجع الإنابة is a full return. As they say, I may be a ta'ib because part of me returned. Part of me returned, not all of me. But when all of me returns, my nafs, my qalb, my aql, my ruh, in addition to my external jawarih, then that is called inaba. It is the return of the individual with his or her whole to the one who possesses all. To the one who possesses all. And al-inaba is, of course, as we spoke earlier about that, the desire afterwards, we say the cycle continues, then the tawbah becomes, becomes a desire, return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes very strong. That's when tawbah, you can call it tawbah ala al-haqiqah, but that tawbah ala al-haqiqah is called inaba. Inaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us about those who come to Allah with a qalb that is munib. Munib. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. A qalb that is all returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have nowhere to go. And I return not by fear, but by desire, by want, by need, by haya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of me. My nafs also returns. Returns. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ تُرْجِعِي. إِرْجِعِي. إِرْجِعِي. In this dunya, I have been telling my nafs, come back. Come back to Allah. Come back to Allah. Every time it airs, I remind my nafs, come back to Allah. So that on the day of judgment, it will be said to my nafs, come back to Allah. In the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my nafs returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes basically nafs mutma'inna. Nafs mutma'inna. Tarju liqa' Allah azza wa jal. Tarju liqa' Allah. Tu'minu bihi wa tashtaqu ila liqa'i subhanahu wa ta'ala. That nafs now desires to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is inaba. And that's why when the person is in inaba, doesn't feel the pain at all of tawbah and of the hardship of tawbah and of returning, pulling oneself away from the gravity of shahawat that sometimes becomes again apparent and resurfaces. A person in inaba is far ahead. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the most righteous with inaba. And they say, rahmahullah ta'ala, there is even a level higher than that in this return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the qalb, and that is al-awba, to be awab, to be awab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the awabeen in the Quran as well. And alhamdulillah, through this tawbah, mujahada will become something that is natural. With that tawbah, mujahada becomes something that is natural. Because remember, tawbah is a burst of fear, of pain, and of desire, of longing. And when you long for something, you like to work for it, don't we? Himmatul mar'i fi qurrati 'aynihi, as it is said. Himmatul mar'i fi qurrati 'aynihi, that which draws my eye, that which brings delight to my eye, in that I shall, or for that I shall struggle. Towards that is my himma, my focus, my concern, my effort. Tawbah is a kind of burst, remember, of desire. And the stronger that burst, the easier the mujahada, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa. And that's why when we feel the tremendous hardship, as I mentioned before, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to go back to the step before it. And then the step before it. And then the support mechanisms of mujahada. Sometimes I'm weakened and I'm weak because the environment around me is very powerful. Inside of my house, there are certain things that will keep weakening me. Nowadays we have of course noise and we have company of people even we don't want and we don't seek. And they are inside of our house, aren't they? Right? Am I correct? Through what? You know, through movies, television إلى غير ذلك. And we choose that company. And it is in there. It's in there. We bring them inside the house. Sometimes that has tremendous impact on weakening our resolve for obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for continuous tawbah, and let alone getting to the point where I feel sweetness of my ta'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to close at this point here that the burst of tawbah, my dear brothers and sisters, when it is authentic, especially if it is nasuh, and the stronger it is, the easier the mujahada. And as the cycle continues, the easier the mujahada. The easier the mujahada. The easier the mujahada. Until one gets to a point where I think it's that point, if it is not done in the beginning, it turns into jazba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at his abd, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't want to say this, let me say, he looks at his abd and sees his abd struggling, thinking that the abd in his own world, thinking this is so hard and difficult and the world is kada, and continues to struggle and struggle and struggle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that abd and then says, come, orders his qalb to come, and then suddenly that abd gets up and starts running. No more difficult, no more fall. Running, 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 running. Some fly. One of the Salihun, rahimahullah ta'ala, made that dua indeed. He was in isolation, in Uzla, for a long time, in Mujahada of the Nafs. And the story that was behind that, and at one moment he screamed in dua, please, Ya Allah, do not let the rest of my days be a succession of struggle against my nafs. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم إن قلت صوابا فمن الله وحده وإن قلت غير ذلك فمن جهلي ومن نفسي ومن الشيطان أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى مغفرته وعفوه وأعوذ به عز وجل أن أذكركم به وأنساه. Had I said anything correct and appropriate, it is from Allah عز وجل alone. فله الحمد وحده. Anything incorrect or improper, again I remind myself and you, it is not the deen, it is me, my nafs, shaitan and my ignorance. I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of him and yet myself forget him. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.